get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check, mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
All right, Matt, I have a story here that is really a Tim Cates special because it's an update.
Is this like an Only Cates Cares or no?
It's an update.
Now you guys care about this,
too. We care.
We do?
Yeah, we cared.
Listeners care?
We certainly kind of...
What do we got? What's the follow-up?
What
are we looking at?
We did get excited about this story. It was an Only Cates Cares story.
Okay.
But
something happened with the rover on Mars?
No. But at a certain point, it became a Petras and Money Show Cares and got behind a certain cause. And now we have nothing to report but sheer disappointment.
Disappointment. I'm racking my... Oh.
John Burroughs High School
mascot
here in Burbank.
Talk.
Tim Cates High School. We just mentioned... I think we were talking off air too about Tim Cates and his life. You know, he's a Burbank.
Is that accurate, Tim? Have you only not lived in Burbank for 4 years of your entire life?
So Tim is like 41 or 42, so like 38 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Burbank, and then when I was away for school and then came back.
You were gone for 4 years to get your degree at UCLA.
Which isn't far.
And when you first started working in radio down at Ardmore, you lived in Burbank and commuted down there? Did you have like an apartment in L.A.?
No, lived in Burbank.
The whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So Tim Cates is Burbank.
Well, I can see why you'd never want to leave.
It's a great place.
Sure is.
Hobos.
John Burroughs High School here in Burbank. John Burroughs, obviously a famous hobo from back in the day.
That's right, big hobo.
They're changing their school mascot after people complained that the Indians was offensive.
Happening in a lot of places. They are not alone.
Wait till they get a load of the Orofino Maniacs up in Idaho right next to the insane asylum. Or the Yuma criminals close
right
to
the
jail.
Prison.
Yes. Or, of course, the midgets who are strewn across the Midwest. But that's neither here nor there for this conversation.
This is local.
Woke-ass local.
Right up the street from us.
Wokal.
That's a good one.
The associated student body at John Burroughs, who, if you ask Tim Cates, are a bunch of stupid kids.
Yep. Oh, yeah, 14, 15, 16, 17, some 18-year-old kids.
For some reason.
They should not be making this decision.
They're in charge of the mascot name.
But they're the ones that are there, Cates.
Yeah, but what about
right
the
now,
people
see,
that
I was on
to?
Cates' side until that text also said, wait a minute, you don't even send your kids there. Your kids are in high school and you
but
don't send
I
them
went
to Burroughs.
There. I don't care. I went there.
And
my
they're
dad
a representative of the town.
Yes.
And Cates is the town.
I mean.
I'm still friends with my coach who's the athletic director.
If you're
director.
Proud of that spot, Cates, you should send your kids.
Whoa.
We don't live by there.
The student body has had several votes.
We don't live by there.
Out of our area.
Yeah, very
much. What's closer, Burroughs or Valley?
They've narrowed it down, Matt.
What
do we got? Two choices.
Is our choice still alive?
Our choice is out.
What the hell?
Yeah,
exactly right.
Exactly, Matt.
That's a no-brainer. Yeah. Blackbird.
SR-71. They thought Blackbird was racist.
No, they heard that Blackbird was written about Pat O'Brien, and they did not want that connection.
The other day when I was like, John wrote Blackbird about me, I got like 20 texts. Paul wrote Blackbird, idiot! It's like, shut up, F you, losers.
I bet these kids probably thought, oh, Blackbird, racist. Not going to have a name with Black.
Well, I've never seen a bird that's black. I mean, clearly, you know, I don't see that color.
It's got meaning, though, for the city of Burbank. Lockheed was here for like 70 years.
Wait a minute. I'm not supposed to not see color anymore. That was like when we were kids.
Now, so what is it? If it's not Blackbird, what are they doing?
It's just a bird.
They've narrowed it down to two.
What
are the two?
I was musing on whether or not I'm allowed to see color anymore.
Oh, no. I was going to what is the mascot?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
If it's not ours, then please share with us.
No, what I was thinking was just like,
I got you.
Do I say like, hey, you're black, and I recognize that?
I'm not.
Is that, like, what am I, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
I'm really.
What is the mascot choice?
Remember, there were five of them. There was Bear, Blackbird, Phoenix, Raven, and Red Hawk.
Uh-huh. And we got two. We've whittled it down to two.
They're voting next week.
One, I believe, is a hairy gay guy, because we don't have any real bears.
What are you talking about?
A bear. It's going to be like a guy dressed in leather. With a hat like Freddie Mercury.
There's no bears in Burbank, by the way.
Okay,
there's
no Bruins in Westwood.
But there are hairy gay men.
There are no Trojans.
There are hairy gay men.
In Watts.
Hairy gay men.
Now, there are waves in Malibu.
There are hairy gay men.
There are no lions in Westchester. You don't have to have the mascot be specifically local to your school.
But if you've got options that are mascots that make sense
that's
to your area, then you should go with those.
And, you know, there are hairy gay guys. So I'd take put one of those on the helmet.
That's not okay.
What's wrong with it? It's a term. It's a term. It's like being curvy. You're a bear.
Yes. I think you know full well the high school mascot would be very similar to Kate's, your alma mater, UCLA's Bruins.
Well, look, I'm just saying, if the they're Bears. Trying to get really vocal, make it a hairy gay guy. That'll really get them going. Or, rising from the ashes of racism, Matt, a phoenix.
Okay.
Coming out of the ashes of the Indians and the racism and the genocide of the Native Americans, we are going to have a phoenix rising from the ashes in Burbank, looking toward the future of a more tolerant future.
If you sold it like that, I'd be like, okay, I can live with
it. Well, you know what?
But it's most likely, hey, I read Harry Potter. Let's make it the Phoenix.
I don't work at Burbank.
I don't know what the kids are thinking. Maybe a kid was assigned to present each of the mascots.
I'm guessing this
and the kid that got assigned the Blackbird did a crappy job, and he was busy playing Minecraft and doing freaking TikToks the night before the presentation in the auditorium to the whole student body, and he blew it.
I say F all of this. Make these kids change the name every year. Like this year, we're the Sparkling Narwhals. You know, we're the Gay Narwhals this year. This year, we're the
Snorkels.
You know, you're going to make assign a sexual preference to all of them like they did LB, the pronoun shark, down at Long Beach. They got rid of the 49er. We could really get this, push this to really progressive.
Again, Kate, what will this do to your affiliation and relationship with Burroughs High School since none of your kids go there?
No, but I got yearbooks, Matt.
Okay, you have. What do you mean you
have
yearbooks?
I got a Letterman's jacket.
And it still says Indians.
Matt, let me answer that by reading the Kate's written copy.
It doesn't say Bears on it.
The Kate's written copy. I believe I can answer your question.
Are you going to buy the 2021 compendium?
I believe I
can. No, but my yearbook's got Ronnie Two Eagle on the front, okay?
Okay.
That's a real person.
He's a real guy. They dressed up like an Indian. And his dad, and he was a Native American, and his dad was okay with it.
Yes.
Okay.
And you have that.
Matt,
that's your experience.
Forever.
The kids want to burn that like the Nazis. Now, listen.
How about the kids aren't Nazis?
If they burn,
how about they're just kids in 2020?
If they burn books, they are.
They aren't burning books.
Thinking about it.
No, they're not.
This is getting there.
They most definitely
are. To burn all the Indians.
They're not burning.
Let me read you.
This is Kate's synopsis.
This is Kate's synopsis.
Here we go. This should be good.
Yeah. A lot of people denied fascism. Clearly, the teenage students at Burroughs know nothing. He spelled no and about the history around them in Burbank. There are no bears in the hills of Burbank.
It's true.
They clearly don't know anything about Lockheed and how they built the SR-71 Blackbird right here in Burbank. So Blackbirds would have been the perfect choice for the mascot. Even Red Hawks would have been great. This sucks!
Kate,
I love that.
How long is it going to take you to get past it? A day? 48 hours?
This is bad, dude.
60 hours?
Yeah, this is bad.
His kids don't go there.
You know, this is a harbinger.
His kids go to Village Christian.
Harbinger of doom.
They're crusaders.
Killing a bunch of Persian
exactly.
people.
Exactly.
Okay, you know,
going. Tates has got that going for him. Burroughs is no longer in his life.
That's true.
It was time and place. He was there. They were Indians when you were there. Mm-hmm. You have your yearbooks, your Letterman's jackets with all the tomahawks and the headdresses on each sleeve.
All the great plays you made.
That's right.
This is... Now, you know what? I want you to hear this guy out.
I have the sticker from the side of my football helmet. Two spears.
Exactly.
You
still have all those, Cates. They can never take those away from
you. You're stripping it. Matt, I want you to answer to this.
Okay.
Without doing an accent.
Okay.
Mr. Tolerance.
Okay.
This comes from Burbank.
Okay.
Hey, P, I'm in Burbank, and I am from India. I am Indian. WTF. Keep the name. Changing mascot to an Indian guy.
I mean, that is one workaround.
Here's another one. I like the idea of curviness in a mascot. How about the Burroughs Pogs? There are tons of Pogs in Burbank. Fat ass white girl. Pog. P-H-A-T.
See, there you go.
Let's go.
Look, once again, the Petros and Money Show is late. Day late, dollar short. We could have figured this out 6 months ago, and you could have had some submissions, Cates, and made your case for the student body. See, that's what should have happened, right? We have career day. You go in, you speak to the kids, you talk about what you do for a living. This is why you got to work hard. This is why you set your alarm. This is why you get out of bed. You don't play video games. Focus on your future.
If they do bears, I'm just going to push for the gay bear. That's all I'm trying to say. I think it's smart. And I look, oh, this one really gets
it's like Lord of the Flies, guys. The kids have taken over the school. The adults have no say at all.
You're right.
The school board has
it is playing out exactly like Lord of the Flies.
Where are the adults in all of this?
You know, I was driving by the high school
Which
the other day.
Which one's Piggy?
I saw a pig's head on a stick. tell Cates that high school for him ended 50 years ago, Gramps. Grow up, Mr. Midlife Crisis.
Yeah, grow up, Gramps.
All right, real quick, I want to do a – I didn't expect – I guess I should have expected that to explode into an angry conversation.
Yeah, it always does. It's mascot talk. I mean, it's inevitable.
You know what? I did yoga today, and the lady was like, yeah, I'm from Arcadia. And I got my towel and started doing it like the smoke signals.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, Apache Smoke Signals newspaper. I was like, yeah. Not going to change that one.
No.
The newspaper or Burroughs? The smoke signal.
There you go.
Hey, Hard High ain't changing, though. Santa Clarita might as well be 1,000 miles away.
Hey.
But the pressure's on them.
You can send your kids there, kids. Kids, you're going to Art. Why? Because they're still the Indians. That's why.
Yeah. Right? Ooh. all right. Let's do it. Real quick, Matt.
Real quick.
Real quick.
Coast to Coast PMS. Oh, no, no, no. Don't you oh boy me. This is serious business. Something's happening.
You know what's coming.
Something's happening in Moraga.
Yeah, you know what's coming. I have to listen to that goddamn Bigfoot sound.
It's not a Bigfoot. It can't. Even Ronnie can't play the Bigfoot.
There's no Bigfoot.
He has to find a howl, if anything.
A howl. Ooh. My interest is peaked.
What the hell, Cates? I told you we're doing Coast to Coast PMS. I even sent you bed music for it.
To talk to PMS, call the wildcard line at
866-987-2570.
The first-time caller line is
866-987-2570.
To talk toll-free from east of the Rockies, call
866-987-2570.
From west of the Rockies, toll-free, call
866-987-2570.
Send
PMS a
text message anytime
at 9.
From the gateway to the west, this is
PMS,
Coast to Coast AM, with
Petros Papadakis and Matt Money Smith. Mm.
Matt.
What do we got?
We got a bloodthirsty coyote in Moraga. A fearless, bloodthirsty coyote, and no one really knows what he is. It could be a chupacabra. It could be some kind of
a
wolf man. I put a little Raising Arizona in here for you.
Huge fan. Top five.
See, I told you to save that old boy for somebody else.
Well, when you think the Bigfoot sound is coming, you can understand.
Whose team is Ronnie on? It sounds exhausting being you. All right.
Blood-sucking.
This coyote has attacked a 13-year-old child.
Oh, wow.
And four others.
It
is
humans.
Totally fearless. And there is a 24-hour manhunt going on right now.
Is that coyote an outlaw?
I think without a doubt.
Okay. So, Cates?
So, it's happening in the East Oakland Hills.
Take your anger out in the East Oakland Hills.
We are all over this coyote right now. Bloodthirsty coyote in the East Oakland Hills. And we are on that. I don't want to make it any bigger than it is already, but just know that.
Keep your eyes open.
We are on top of this.
Your sniffer's working.
Now, if Burroughs wanted to change their name to the Coyotes, I'd be okay with that since there's coyotes everywhere in the city right now.
Fair enough.
Okay. There's more coyotes in Hobo.
So does that mean UCLA has to change their mascot from the Bruins because there are no Bears in Westwood?
Well, that's a thing about California. You see and you have a, you know, the Berkeley.
Yeah,
it's kind
it's
of
a theme.
Same, a fight song.
Are there any Panthers up on a hill?
This one right here.
Bobcats.
There are no Panthers.
We did have one for a mascot once.
Yes.
It was a baby.
See what I'm saying?
You know, I don't know, Matt. I got to do some more searching on that. There might be some Panthers up there.
They're hiding.
Stalking around up in the woods.
The Petros and Money Show.
PMS.
Podcasted at am570lasports.com.
It is time for the top story of the day.
Top story of the day.
We said it about 2-3 weeks ago, and it holds today. We have never seen an offseason like this when it comes to the NFL.
Oh, the NFL, Matt, huh?
It is changed, I would say, dramatically. And
all these angry quarterbacks?
Just Roger Goodell could not be happier to have all of this tumult, strife, and Discord. I would normally be in Indianapolis right now. This is Combine Week. We would be talking about Zach Wilson versus Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields versus Mac Jones. You'd have all those great Alabama wide receivers. Do you like Devontae
Jared
Smith or
Goff's
Jalen
hands? We'd have stories.
Right. We would have hand measurement stories.
Right. You mentioned this, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks ago, that the NFL, for many years, even though it is a dominating sport as far as viewership in our country, the NFL was más celoso of the NBA's domination of the offseason. Even like when the NBA would steal headlines for DeAndre Jordan drama with Mark Cuban for a week. Stupid stuff.
Right.
And the NFL needed to find a way to create some of that good offseason individual drama.
Now they got it. And they got it at
really?
The
somebody,
most.
Somebody causing some drama?
Opportune time. Inopportune for the franchises who thought they had franchise quarterbacks for 10 or 15 or, in the case of Tom Brady and the Patriots, 20 years.
Now let's keep it here. Let's talk Tom Brady.
That's going to get taken down.
No, Twitter. Free for all, brother.
Allow you to do that?
Oh, come on.
I know where I'm going to be going in about 5 minutes.
I'll send it to you.
Thank you. I never thought we'd be talking about the Raiders in this context.
The Raiders again, Matt?
And this is me.
Can't you talk about Russell Wilson?
That's what we're
going
to talk about.
All right.
Because the Raiders are a destination team. A team that was listed with other elites as a player destination. Nothing against the colors, nothing against Raider Nation or how popular they are nationally. But remember, Mark Davis is one of the most cash poor owners. Oakland Alameda Coliseum was the worst venue. And typically, if you were a player, you went to the Raiders because you were in the twilight of your career and they were just collecting names and it was one last paycheck.
Randy Moss, Warren Sapp, Jerry Rice.
Our dear friend. And we love him.
No.
He's one of our favorite people.
Don't say it.
I don't want to.
Then
you say
it. Don't make the utterance. Don't make the Eric Dickerson.
Maurice Jones-Drew.
Oh!
That's when you went to play for the Raiders.
Eric Dickerson.
Now, the Raiders, in the context of this story, are sitting right next to the Cowboys. On one of the 10 best player in the league's lists of
I'm
preferred
such a baby cause the Cowboys make me cry.
Destinations. Speaking of never thought, nor have I ever seen an agent go on the record like Mark Rogers did and list the teams in which his client would accept a trade.
That's Russell Wilson's
Russell Wilson's agent, Mark Rogers, spoke directly to Adam Schefter and listed four. We're not, understand, Adam. We are not requesting a trade. However, if there were to be a trade, we would accept a trade to one of these four teams, the Dallas Cowboys, New Orleans Saints, Chicago Bears, Las Vegas Raiders.
Yes, I see some of this because of my connections with Seattle. Hey, Seattle. And the one thing that's interesting to me is Russell Wilson's out there saying, hey, I'm 100% in. And then his agent's saying, there are four teams.
And I am going to name them for you.
And I don't, it's hard to see those things being happening at the same time, being able to happen at the same time. But I believe your message here, Matt, is the Raiders in Las Vegas is like Shangri-La, as opposed to a bunch of guys eating at a food truck in Oakland outside of the facility because the food inside the facility is so cheaply made.
Yes. And you may be standing in 2 to 3 inches of sewage.
Times have changed.
Drastically and dramatically.
And, you know, their broadcast has really stepped up in life. You got Tim Cates on there.
Right. Brent Musburger, Tim Cates back in the studio, going to check me on that. Just quickly on Mark Rogers and Russell Wilson, because, look, Mark Rogers is hired to do one thing, make Russell Wilson happy. He is your most important client. The guy just signed a deal for $140 million. You probably put $6 to $7 million in your pocket from that one deal alone. So your job is to make him happy. And if you go out and tell Adam Schefter, my client is not asked to be traded, but if he were, these are the four teams he'd be interested to go to, you bet your ass that he had that conversation with Russell Wilson.
Sweetie, if you died, here are the top four women that I would go for.
Oh, and by the way, of those four women, three of them are married. So you're taking shots at their husbands by letting their wives know
come
that...
Come on, I'm way better than that guy. Great sports
exactly.
Talk. Come on, I do AM radio.
And that's exactly what Russell Wilson did. Of those four teams, three of them have starting quarterbacks. Poor Dak Prescott is coming off a gnarly injury, looking for a long-term deal. And now you got Russell Wilson telling Jerry Jones, hey, don't the hell with that guy. Don't give him his $40 million a year. Come on and get me. Derek Carr. Derek Carr is staring in a mirror right now. He has shaved a mohawk into his head, and he's looking at going, you talking to me?
Full John Fox.
You must be talking to me, he's because going, there ain't nobody else here. I know you're talking to me.
John Fox was our quarterback when Carson Palmer came. And we did catch him looking in the mirror and rubbing his leg and talking to himself.
Yes, that is what Derek Carr.
No, we really did, man. I mean, it was like a real moment. It was very, very chilling.
I'm only half kidding.
You're not.
Derek Carr, I would.
You're attacking Carr again.
I would imagine that Derek Carr is losing his effing mind.
What have you heard from Raiders camp, Cates?
Cates, what do you got?
With all these rumors and Derek Carr in his weight vest with the American flag going forward. Like
you know what?
He's Cates, attacking.
Cates doesn't know what he's hearing because all he can hear is a boner from having Russell Wilson become the quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders.
You want Russell Wilson?
In 2021.
You want Mr. Unlimited telling those guys they can't smoke weed in a state where weed is legal? You do?
He's sitting this one out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Cates has opted to sit this conversation out to protect himself in case Carr comes back as quarterback, or if, in fact, Russell Wilson is acquired in an exchange for Derek Carr by the Las Vegas Raiders.
People in Cates' position have had their nose bobbed in the past.
They have.
And bobbed in the nose.
I mean, Cates.
And bobbed his nose.
You could play this politically. You could be politically correct and say, I'm happy with Derek Carr, but if you have an opportunity to go get one of the five best players in the league.
You said that about Darnold the other day, right? When Matt tried to trade Darnold to the Raiders. Matt's been trying to speak this into existence.
It's sort of like saying you're happy being married, but if the supermodel came over, you're like, hey, sorry, family, I'm leaving you
all.
Guess
what? The supermodel's agent just put it out there that she is into Tim Cates. I'm sorry, Leslie, but me, Bar Raffelli, I find his new haircut.
Bar Raffelli?
See what I mean?
Oof.
Poor Derek Carr. There is no going back for Derek Carr now. Like, it's as bad as it could be for him because now Raider Nation has said, well, whatever you have to do, do. You know, you saw what the Rams did. They gave up two first-rounders, a third-rounder. They had to get Matt Stafford. Now that you know it's between you and the Cowboys and the Saints and the Bears, go make it happen. Figure out how, hey, Pete, you want to see some sweet advanced stats? Check out the completion percentage and the lack of interceptions by Derek Carr. Did you know that PFF has graded him a top 10 quarterback in each? Don't worry about wins and losses. And don't worry about the final 5 minutes of games when the game is in the balance and whether or not he comes up with a big play. But look at these stats. This is exactly what you want. You could trade Derek Carr, Josh Jacobs, save yourself some draft picks, and get Russell Wilson on that. And the sad thing is,
I love when you start explaining, like when you're talking to the coach, and this is what you're gonna do.
This is what we're gonna do.
And in our listeners' mind, you know, Pete Carroll's just sitting there nodding, like lapping it all up.
Yeah, you think
and
so, huh?
It's
yeah,
pretty.
I
just really
speaking my language, man.
I really enjoy when we reach that part of the story,
because I think that's what fans are doing in their heads. They're sitting there saying, "Hey, we can." We could probably trade him Ruggs and Carr.
Why are the
and
fans
2-1s? Why are
2-1 like Frogtown?
Why do the Raider Nation fans speak like that? I don't know. You tell me.
Ask Donald Penn. Fight you right outside
exactly.
The facility.
They are now working through all the different iterations of trades that they could make, and then they're likely going to the Google, typing in Chicago Bears draft selections and saying, we got more than the Bears got. And then they're typing in what the Saints got.
Raiders fans.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's the problem.
So what's going to happen in real life? Russell Wilson can't really go anywhere.
In real life, my guess is he gets traded to the Cowboys.
Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I think he's done. You know, and that story, the story in the Athletic's interesting because you got shots being fired by both sides. You have the Seahawks, unnamed sources, pushing right back saying,
Caesar Hawks.
This is a guy.
The unnamed source for the Seahawks is always Pete Carroll. Unless it's something negative about Pete Carroll.
Hey, man, you want to know what's going on
it's
here?
It's always that guy.
You tell me. We let Russ cook, and then he fell on his face, and now all of a sudden he's got no protection.
Hey, man, we've been doing this for years, man. Hey, come on, Nate, let's play catch before the game, man.
In that same article where Russell's pissed, and you hear the stories about Nate Carroll and him not being fired despite being worthless, and Russell trying to weigh in on a meeting that guy was in and being shut down and slapped down and told his opinion doesn't matter, you got a Seahawks source pushing back saying, hey, wait a minute. This guy just had one of his worst seasons, fell apart in another playoff game, and somehow it's our fault?
Takes all our money and then calls us out? Like, my thing is, like, the Seahawks built you, Russell Wilson, and the only team that was going to take a chance on you was the Seahawks, and they made you the starter when a lot of people wouldn't. And I get it. You've done a lot for them, just like it's been a very mutual,
certainly
great relationship. But there, you don't.
The Seahawks were never a national brand before Russell Wilson showed up.
And just to go all the way back to the beginning of this story, where you talked about the NBA and the stealing of headlines, this kind of stuff coming out of a football player's mouth, where you go on Dan Patrick and you talk about your legacy as opposed to everybody else who's at risk out there just trying to survive and make a living, that rubs people in this particular sport the wrong way. And you're right. Maybe it is done.
You've been hanging out with LeBron James too much.
Probably. You better ask Ibra. Ibra knows how to handle it.
So what I would say is, for all of these franchises, the Saints, whatever. I mean, Drew Brees is retired, but who knows? Word is that Tom Brady wanted to go to the Saints, and as soon as Drew Brees got wind of that, he's like, I'm coming back. You ain't going to do it. I'm the only one that can win a Super Bowl in New Orleans. I'm coming back. So maybe now Drew Brees is going to come out of retirement again and play for the Saints again. But really, the Raiders is the one team that makes the most sense. You get them out of the NFC. You don't want to see Russell Wilson in a playoff game in Seattle. I know you end up taking the best deal, whatever the best deal is. And I would say this: the Cowboys probably, if Pete Carroll wants to run the football and you can get Zeke Elliott and CeeDee Lamb back and find your quarterback on the open market, then that's probably going to be more than the Raiders can offer. They have a top 10 pick where you might be able to draft your first round.
I can't keep up with this stuff. I don't work for the network. Ezekiel goes to Seattle?
I would guess. I mean, if you're going to trade out $40 million in salary, you're going to be able to take some in return. Zeke makes $15 million a year compared to Russell's 40. If you can draft a quarterback at number 10.
Trade talk.
You could take the Bears, Khalil Mack.
Bring him back to the West Coast.
Pete Carroll loves defense.
Oh, come on.
Now all of a sudden, Khalil Mack is back in the NFC West.
Cates, would you appreciate having to polish up all that Mr. Unlimited propaganda every week on the...
I will polish it so good.
Right?
I will have all two right. different...
He won't polish it, Cates. It'll disappear. We'll call for Mr. Unlimited, and all of a sudden, Cates will be like, I don't know, Ronnie.
No.
Ronnie must have done... I don't know what Ronnie did.
I got some really articulate stuff Russell did this week in the presser. I don't have that Mr. Unlimited.
Did you see what he did at the Sands? It was something. He and CR, they're doing a little soft shoe. Fantastic.
Stuff.
We'll see how it plays out.
You still want Derek... You still have Derek Carr getting traded, though, right, Matt? And you got Russell Wilson getting traded?
Well, now...
Do you have all three of those guys getting traded, Matt? Yes or no?
Now that it's come to this... And it's potentially Russell Wilson showing up in Las Vegas. I'd like to see Derek Carr stay.
Oh, let's get like that.
I would like to see Derek Carr stay in Las Vegas. He deserves better. He really deserves better.
Wilson not likable enough. Don't worry. They'll never win again. You can't go be in Las Vegas walking around the locker room telling people they can't smoke weed.
What if you give them water, blessed water, at the hands of you and the sacred voice of your wife that's going to, I don't know, cure whatever ailments they have?
Tired of you attacking holy water? It's been all week.
It's Russell Wilson
holy water. Tired of it? Tired of you attacking holy water all month long?
That water is holy.
Freaking Lenten season for Catholics?
That water is holy.
Go home and kiss your wife with that mouth. We'll be back with more PMS, solving Russell Wilson and Derek Carr's
problem.
Poor Ezekiel Elliott. You're not going to be able to have like one
Wait a minute, where am I going?
Buffet parties in Seattle.